Now, if you would turn for our responsive reading this morning to Paul's second epistle to Timothy, the second chapter, and the first to the 13th verses. Paul speaking to a young man, to Timothy, his son in the faith, that's what he calls him. And so he's speaking to a young man. We need much to be said to young men today. So much can be done if young men are guided aright and have turned their lives over to Christ. Oh, that our young men here would, and our young ladies, dream dreams and have great visions of what Christ could do with them. For in these last days, God can perform mighty works through our young people, and they are the church of the future. If you show no fervency for the Lord Jesus now, it isn't likely it will change too much if you're Christians. It would have to be a great shaking and a great revival within hearts. But of course, when I say that for young people, I must say to parents that you're setting the example, and I don't think it's fair to expect one iota more from your son or daughter than you are. For what you are speaks so much louder than what you say. So all your talk about your Christianity is fruitless unless that life of Christ is really seen in you. As we read this, he is to a young man, Paul is speaking. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, but that he may please him that hath chosen him to be a soldier.
And that's what we've been chosen to be, soldiers of Christ. Arise and put your armor on. Notice what it says about you. You don't entangle yourself with the affairs of this life. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't make bread for the table. You know, we can stretch these things so you don't do anything. And of course, this is a spirit of being against the Word of God. No, but what it's saying is you don't entangle yourself. And I have to say, beloved Christians, that many Christians today are entangling themselves so much with the affairs of this life, though Christ warned them that in the last days, those who were backslidden would do this. Isn't it amazing that though we know the Word of God, it's yet done? Deceived so easily that we entangle ourselves. Remember where Jesus said there would be a falling away in the last days? Where he said the love of many shall wax cold in the last days. Well, here we are. We're in a church where we hear the word. We believe this, you see. And yet with all that, remember, there is such a mighty spiritual enemy to your souls that delusion comes. And we begin to entangle ourselves, where? With the world. Notice that? No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
Remember that Jesus Christ
See, this is the key to the whole matter. He's saying, remember, Christ was raised from the dead, and ultimately, there's only one person you'll ever have to face and be judged by, and that will be Christ. Boy, that really brings you up sharp. Says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, he's just spoken about the warfare and entanglement. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound.
Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's benefit, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, the eternal Lord.
It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him.
If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. May I say this here? Our problem is we're not willing to do one little bit of suffering for Jesus Christ. It's the problem. We want, honestly, it almost seems as though we want utopia now. Well, I want to tell you, you don't have utopia. You've got anything but utopia, and you've got worse to come. So you better be willing to do a little suffering with Christ and walk the separated life with God, away from sin, away from the filth, away from the dirt, away from pornographic movies and stage shows and filth on the television and books. Any born-again Christian here who goes to that kind of filth can't know Christ. Let me be frank, you can't know Christ and go to filthy movies and enjoy them. The Holy Spirit would so grieve your heart that you would break down, be a mental wreck. Because I want to tell you that when Christ comes into the heart, he transforms the human mind. That's what it says. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's the mind God deals with through the Holy Spirit, that renewed mind. And that renewed mind is brought down into absolute chaos. Misery, unhappiness, despair, despondency. Yes, a spirit of death. And so there has to be this, you see. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, this is the witness, you see. I'm not saying the human heart doesn't desire pornography. Many human hearts do, because sin is sin. But I am saying that the Christian born again knows this and seeks the victory in Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that you won't be tempted with evil thoughts and thinkings. I am saying that those evil thoughts and thinkings will so break your heart that you'll plead for forgiveness. For the Spirit of God witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. This is what will make the difference in this world we live in, when people begin to realize that only the new nature in Christ is sufficient to win the battle of life. No other possibilities, no other victories. For the flesh to battle the flesh, you've lost. Because the flesh doesn't want to battle the flesh. The flesh wants to enjoy the flesh. But if the Holy Spirit battles the flesh, if the spiritual mind battles the carnal mind, then victory is possible to that Christian, if you really want it. May God add his blessing to this portion of his holy word.